Secondly, what are other things we do with pleasure and do with great effort and diligence? In matters of deen, when people make an effort in this path, they work hard on it. But after all that hard work and striving, riya, or showing off, sets in. For the doer of good starts reminding others of favors done for them, or does work of deen for popularity. All these get wasted, and they think they are doing good and feel satisfied from those deeds. But the problem is, the bag that they have taken to collect good deeds in has a hole in it, and they do not even know that there is a hole. So when they reach the destination, and when they open the bag, they will find it empty, where the good deeds are most needed. The day they did the deeds, it was wasted right there and then, so they will be left empty-handed. The good deeds were falling out of the bag as soon as they were done, and they did not even realize it. Also, any deeds done to please other creation, those deeds are devoid of reward, and in the hereafter will not benefit the doer. The deeds get wasted here in this life. They are like a mirage in a desert. A person far away thinks there is water, but in fact there is nothing. They race to do deeds in this life, hoping to get rewarded in the hereafter, and they think Jannah is for them, but there is nothing there. We must seek refuge from this, because this is something that will lead a person to destruction. There are many types, such as a man shows off his good deeds. For example, when fasting, shows weakness intentionally, so people know he is fasting. While we are encouraged to comb in oil or hair when we are fasting, so the effects of fast are not visible, and showing off is avoided. Another way is adopting such a physical appearance, showing others how hard they are working in the path of deen, and have no time, they were working day and night. This is also showing off. Also, intentionally not taking care of their hair and wearing shabby clothes, saying to others that I am working so hard to serve deen. This is showing off in clothes and personal appearance. Another way, when someone walks intentionally lowering one's head, showing off humility. Then, another way is maintaining popularity in the religious community as well as influential people, so they are considered accepted by both groups. Then wear clothes according to the group they sit with. This is also showing off. Then they want to be considered to be among the elite and to be considered righteous in keeping their company. And wherever they go, start narrating a hadith so others consider them knowledgeable. They show themselves doing tasbih and show extreme dislike to wrongful behaviors of others. Then showing off by actions, making one's prayer extra long in front of people, and showing off humility in all good actions. Or when they visit a scholar, show off that they visited so-and-so. In riya and showing off, it doesn't necessarily mean the person is looking for wealth. Rather, they want recognition and status among people. So many worshippers are those who do not want wealth, but recognition and high ranking from people. They want popularity and good mention from people. If one gets this without wanting it, there is nothing wrong with it. And a sign of this is when the recognition goes away, the person doesn't feel grieved about it, and nor worries who will commend them. This is such a difficult matter that can destroy a person. And the most fearful matter is, وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ صُنْعًا, and they think they were doing the best deeds and were successful. When someone announces that they pray tahajjud, keep voluntary fasts, and pray extra voluntary prayers, and they feel elated with all the good they do, they do not realize that all their good deeds can be wasted. Bringing sincerity in good deeds is very difficult. The ones who are sincere always worry that people do not find out about their good deeds that they do, and they try their best to hide them, just as ordinary people try to hide their bad actions. They do this so their deeds remain sincerely for the sake of Allah, and they hope that Allah will reward them in the hereafter. But why do people do riya? There are many reasons. Some do it to get praised by people, or some to avoid disapproval or condemnation of people, or some hope to get something from other people. When the Prophet ﷺ was asked, "O Prophet, we see that a person fights for bravery, and then one fights for prejudice and favoring his tribe, and then one for showing off. Who among them is fighting for Allah?" The Prophet ﷺ said, "The person who only fights to raise and elevate the kalimat or words of Allah is fighting for Allah. One who fights to show off bravery, and one to defend pride of his nation or tribe, and one to show off, from these, no one's sacrifice is accepted." And the three people the Prophet ﷺ mentioned by whom the fire of hell will be flared: one alim who learned and taught deen and gained it, a generous person who spent in the path of Allah, and a person who was martyred. All these appear to have done what they did for the sake of Allah, but because riya appeared in all three, hell was flared with these three first. One man asked the Prophet ﷺ about a man who does righteous deeds in secrecy, and if anyone finds out about it while that was not his intention, then he is okay with it. The Prophet ﷺ said, "For him are two rewards, one for hiding it from people, and the second for being recognized. He did not do it for praise from people, but was discovered with his good deeds. This is for this person." A person shouldn't desire that people find out about their good deeds and gain their respect. Then this is riya. Or if someone did a good, righteous deed, and then is happy with it and wants others to know about it, then also again it gets wasted. See from the stories of Aslaf, the righteous predecessors, it is written about Umar bin Abdul Aziz. Whenever he addressed people in a sermon, he used to write something, and if the thought of pride arose, then he would become quiet, or he would rip up the paper if he was writing and would ask Allah for refuge from showing off. While some people show off their good actions and say, "With the grace of Allah, we did this and that." Well, if it is considered a grace from Allah, then there is no need to tell people about it. In that case, again, it gets wasted. Person doesn't even realize when their good deeds get wasted, while considers himself or herself going up from praises of people. They think that Allah too is pleased with them. When someone would commend Umar bin Abdul Aziz, he would say, "I know my condition very well. If you knew of it, you wouldn't even look at me." We learn this when we read about Umar bin Abdul Aziz, how he spoke about himself. We also learn how hard he worked for Deen of Islam. At the time of his death, people advised him that if he were to pass away in Medina, then he would be buried close to the Prophet ﷺ, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and that there is a place for a grave there he could be buried in. When he heard this, he said, "I swear by Allah, if Allah were to punish me by means other than the hellfire, I would tolerate it, but I cannot tolerate that Allah would know me to be one who considers himself worthy to be buried next to the Prophet ﷺ." This was his humility. Abdullah bin Mubarak is another person mentioned among the righteous predecessors. His desire was to remain someone not recognized by people, nor well known. For one day he reached upon a land to get water where there were a lot of people. A large crowd passed by that pushed him, and he fell somewhere far. When he got up, he said to his companion that this is how life should be when people do not recognize you nor consider you someone of importance. While most people strive to become famous and recognized, they would be happy to remain unknown. He used to have a big house where his followers and students would visit him and crowd. He tolerated this for some time. Then he saw people increasing in numbers. So he left that house and went to live in Kufa, where he started living in a small quarter. If a person serves Deen and then expects to be recognized or given a position or called a teacher or expects to be rewarded, then the reward will be wasted. Hasan Basri said, "Jannah is not a reward for your few deeds, but due to your sincerity. Allah looks at your sincerity. Even a small good deed, done with sincerity of heart, is sufficient. Even a date given in charity with sincerity will become like a mountain of Uhud, done with sincerity. And deeds done for riya or show off will be made to fly off as dust particles. Even if it is a mountain of dust, it will get blown away. If deeds are done for showing off, what will happen to them?" A righteous person said, "Without riya, even the blessing of one breath will remain in the hereafter. The one who sees all can see whatever deed a person does. As Luqman advised his son that even a deed as small as a mustard seed, even if it is in a rock, in the earth or skies, even then Allah will bring it out. Allah is the most subtle and all aware." How can anyone think that they can hide their riya? When hell is brought near, when the impurity of intentions are revealed, how would we hide it? A person will be fearful of their own book of deeds, because he will know what he did and what is in his book of deeds. And if the deeds were devoid of sincerity, then no matter how much a person thinks they are doing good and enjoys the gifts and invitations from people, or if a person thinks they run to help others and consider others' problems as theirs and is there for people at time of need, time of sadness, times of happiness, and does not complain, and that people are pleased with them and consider themselves polite and kind. But if this politeness and care is to show people how nice they are and how they are helpful to others and patient, then it will all get wasted. We should also check who do we behave kindly with, those we benefit from or have hopes getting something in return, or they will help us one day, or those we fear or feel pride being close to them, as others will also get close with them. If the niceness is for these reasons, then this is only for self-benefit. Our niceness is checked when there is no motive in getting anything in return from the person we show kindness towards. Are we kind even under this circumstance and are first to say salams and invite people to our homes, or race to help someone at time of difficulty, or if they complain about us, do we take it with patience? One who is kind for their own benefit is not someone who is kind. A person can only be considered kind and helpful when they help others without looking for any benefit from those they help, nor they do it thinking how the person I'm helping today, how he or she will be able to help them back in return. Nor they do it to gain praises from people for showing kindness to others. All the good these people do to help others will not save them from the hellfire. They will just be wasted there in this world. No matter how many people they help, but with the wrong intention, reward is with Allah only, and for good actions done sincerely and purely for his pleasure and acceptance and salvation in the hereafter. Those who help others to stay on good terms with others is not for pleasing Allah. And they will be told in the hereafter that all they did was for themselves in the world, and they had received its reward in the world. So there is no reward for them in the hereafter. One example is when someone works hard to prepare a meal. They finish cooking the meal. Then they put it in a nice serving dish. And then they take it to the dinner table. But on the way, it falls out of the person's hand. Not only the serving dish breaks, the entire serving of food is wasted, and all the effort goes to waste. How remorseful would the person feel? All their effort in preparation of the dish was wasted. Or if someone buys a nice new outfit for Eid, and when the person is ironing it, it gets burned. In that case, how would the person feel? While this is only one outfit or a shirt, and only one dish, what about a person striving of their entire life? What if that gets wasted? When the person reaches the hereafter, they expect a reward for all their good actions, but at that time, they will see it vanished. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu passed by a rahib or an ascetic living far away from people. He was constantly engaged in worship, and he would keep voluntary fasts. When Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu saw his devoutness, he started crying. When someone asked him why he was crying, he said, "Haven't you read the ayah? الَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ صُنْعًا." All their effort was lost due to their shirk. As riya is also shirk, if a person even after accepting Islam does riya and bidat, which is introducing new matters into deen, and they think he is working so hard and doing good deeds, then all his hard work and striving will get wasted. Same for one doing riya, doing deeds to show off to others. And also a person whose aqidah, the belief, is not correct and does shirk, then all their good actions will also be lost. Also, we look at ascetics such as pandits in the Hindu religion or Buddhists. They do not even marry and they live isolated from the world. They do not adopt means of earning nor have desire for any worldly pleasures, exceed in their asceticism and self-abstinence. Once a Hindu person described the marriage of a girl in their family into a religious Hindu family. He described how they wake up at 3 a.m. and they take a bath no matter how cold or hot it is. Then they start their long worship. The man said the girl was not used to this lifestyle and the family was very strict and religious in comparison to theirs. But all their striving will go to wasted if the aqidah is not correct. Many times people do good works of great magnitude and do it happily and expect a great reward, while with Allah they carry no value, either because their aqidah was not correct or they were done without the sincerity and intention to please Allah. Nor they did it for the hereafter and did it for the benefit of this life. Or they say they did it for deen, but the motive was for this life. Or if someone does a great big good, but with doing shirk, and no matter how many people are impressed, there is no value. It does not matter how pious people consider someone to be. This is not the criteria with Allah, and does not mean the piety will be accepted, but that they will pass in the hereafter. But it can be that someone is considered worthless in the sight of people, but valued in the sight of Allah. They have such deeds that are accepted and loved by Allah. Do we do deeds so others are pleased with us and know about our successes and accomplishments? But it will not matter and be useful to us if they get rejected. In this life, we grieve over small and temporary losses. What about a person whose entire life's worth of good deeds and actions get wasted? Every good deed, such as fasting, getting up for tahajjud, praying salah properly, helping someone in need, giving in the way of Allah, all these things take a lot of effort. A person feels tired and has to brush these feelings aside to do all these good actions. And when a person is happy with what they have brought with them in the hereafter in terms of good actions, but if discovers that they are useless and worthless, how will they feel? Therefore, they will have so much regret and remorse. There is one type of person who knows who did a bad, and they will not have any reward waiting for them. Then there is one who comes with a lot of expectations from all the good that they had done. This is the ayah we should check ourselves with continuously. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ. They are those who disbelieved in the verses or ayat of Allah. وَلِقَائِهِ. And His meeting. Ayat or signs of Allah came to them, but they did not take heed. What are the signs? One type is spread in the universe, such as the earth, the sky, the trees, the birds, and all other creation. When we see these, they should remind us of our Creator. They were the ones who recognized their Lord by looking at these signs and believing in their Lord. But they did not recognize, but refused. This is one type of ayat. Another type of ayat, or ayat of the Quran, in which is recognition of Allah, and it tells mankind about Allah. They did not recognize their Lord, Allah, even from these. If they could not recognize Allah by looking at the universe, they could have recognized Him by reading about Him from the Quran. Then they also did not think about their resurrection. Instead, denied it altogether, saying, made up by Maulvis. And because of their denying, فَهَبِطَتْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ. Their deeds will be wasted. Their struggle and work of lifetime will all get wasted. And amal mean good deeds and actions. This is the general meaning, unless evil deeds are mentioned specifically. They fail to recognize their Lord, and no matter how big of good works they do, even if they make hospitals or orphanages or do other charitable works, and they do concerts and collect charity for worthwhile causes, if they do not have firm belief in this meeting with Allah, and they deny His ayah, then فَهَبِطَتْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ. This is not difficult for Allah to nullify anyone's good deeds. A person can just utter one unjust word by which all their good deeds will become null and void. As in Surah Al-Hujurat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, do not put yourself ahead of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and do not call the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a manner that you call each other with. Otherwise, all your good deeds will be wasted. There are some actions that wipe out good deeds. The first is shirk, but there are other things that nullify good deeds. They are as if something is multiplied by zero. فَلَا نُقِيمُ لَهُمْ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ وَزْنًا. And their deeds will not have any weight on the day of Qiyamah, because they used to deny the ayat of Allah, and they denied the meeting with Allah on the Day of Judgment. So their deeds will become weightless. In a Bukhari Muslim hadith, the Prophet ﷺ stated that on the Day of Qiyamah, a tall and fat man will come, making those who see him to think that he is very heavy. But with Allah, his weight will not even be worth the weight of a wing of a mosquito. Some narrations, it is mentioned that even people will be weighed. So his weight will not be even worth the weight equaling the wing of a mosquito. Just as if we see an extremely huge balloon. It is big in size, but very light. And a piece of metal, even if it is very small, it weighs more. So we cannot judge a person by the amount of good deeds and think that they will be heavy. It is said, if anyone wants to verify this, then read this ayah. فَلَا نُقِيمُ لَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَزْنًا. For them, they will not have any weight. Abu Sayyid al-Khudri said that on Day of Qiyamah, such deeds will be brought that will look big in size like mountains of Jahama. They will have size of mountains, but on the scales, it will have no weight. Just as a huge pile of dry fallen leaves, they have no weight, and just a mild breeze can make them fly away all over. Some things look big in appearance, and we should not feel satisfied by looking how many good things we do, because we do not know, even if they have any weight. If good deeds we do is followed up with ria, they will be made to fly away as ashes and dust. And these people, their entire life worth good deeds. What happened to them? When they are placed on the scale, they will have no weight due to the lack of sincerity. And if there is no weight, what will happen? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to understand and act upon what we learn. Ameen. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Please listen to the recitation.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
Wa'aradna jahannama yawma'idhin lilkafirina 'arda alladhina kanat a'yunuhum fi ghita'in 'an dhikri wa kanu la yastati'una sam'a. أفحسب الذين كفروا أن يتخذوا عبادي من دوني أولياء إنا أعتدنا جهنم للكافرين نزلا قل هل ننبئكم بالأخسرين أعمالا الذين ضل سعيهم في الحياة الدنيا وهم يحسبون أنهم يحسنون صنعا أولئك الذين كفروا بآيات ربهم ولقائه فحبطت أعمالهم فلا نقيم لهم يوم القيامة وزنا